The Goblet of Life by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. Filled is life's goblet to the brim, and though my eyes with tears are dim, I see its sparkling bubbles swim and chant a melancholy hymn with solemn voice and slow. No purple flowers, no garlands green, conceal the goblet's shade or sheen, or maddening draughts of hippocrene, like gleams of sunshine flash between thick leaves of mistletoe. This goblet, wrought with curious art, is filled with waters that upstart when the deep fountains of the heart, by strong convulsions rent apart, are running all to waste. And as it, mantling, passes round with fennel, is it wreathed and crowned with whose seed and foliage sun-embrowned are in its waters steeped and drowned and give a bitter taste? Above the lowly plants it towers, the fennel with its yellow flowers, and in an earlier age than ours was gifted with the wondrous powers, lost vision to restore. It gave new strength and fearless mood, and gladiators fierce and rude mingled it in their daily food, and he who battled and subdued a wreath of fennel wore. Then in life's goblet freely press the leaves that give it bitterness, nor prize the colored waters less, for in thy darkness and distress new light and strength they give. And he who has not learned to know how false its sparkling bubbles show, how bitter are the drops of woe with which its brims may overflow, he has not learned to live. The prayer of Ajax was for light. Through all that darkness and desperate fight, the blackness of that noonday night, he asked but the return of sight to see his foeman's face. Let our unceasing earnest prayer be, too, for light, for strength to bear our portion of the weight of care that crushes into dumb despair one half the human race. O, suffering, sad humanity! O, ye afflicted one who lie, steeped to the lips in misery, longing and yet afraid to die, patient, though sorely tried! I pledge you in this cup of grief where floats the fennel's bitter leaf. The battle of our life is brief, the alarm, the struggle, the relief. Then sleep we side by side. The End. Read by Rick Kistner for Lit2Go on the web at fceit.usf.edu.